Good morning, boys and girls. I lost a fuck ton of sleep last night over a topic that didn't mean anything. When I finally approached it, the guy said to me, "Oh yeah, no, that's not even what I was worried about. I was worried about your well-being." And I was like, fuck, I felt sick to my stomach all night about an error that I made. In reality, I didn't make an error. But the truth is that 99% of problems are created in our minds. The reality that you experience and the reality that the person that you've maybe done wrong by or is angry at you experiences are totally different. Everything is filtered through our perception of what has happened, what we're doing, who we are, and what we can achieve. So I know that it's very clickbaity YouTuber to say anxiety is not real, depression is not real. And I think there's clinical judgment for those kind of things. But I think the things that we struggle with, I'm saying like 80% of us neurotypical people struggle with, is that things are created in our mind to be the extremes. And we're showing extremes of all politics, sports, whatever it is, whatever we enjoy, we're showing the absolute extreme of it. And then our minds go from zero to 99%. And the problem is 99% in your head. I think if you look around at your world, you might realize that, hey, fuck, things are actually pretty okay. But I made an error yesterday that gave me anxiety for 24 straight hours. You know that feeling that's like full-blown, like fire in your, like here, that you just feel sick to your stomach, you can't sleep, you can't stop thinking about it. You're like, oh, well, I'm going to get fired now. Oh my God, I fucked up at work. I'm going to get fired. No, you're not. Like, 99% of your problems are in your head. The only real problem that I think, for me personally, and I, the way I look at life, the only real problem that I see is death. That is it. That's the be-all and end-all. Life is the longest thing you'll ever do. Whatever you do, no matter what age you do, you can correct it. In my family, my stepdad tells me the story about how he was broke at 40 and now what he's gone on to achieve just 20 years later. Like, we can go through ups and downs, peaks and troughs. Everyone loses at all at one point. As long as you've got your health, you just continue to go on. So it's hard to take a step back when those kind of things happen. And it is very hard. Like, we need to just realize that reality is objective fact that you would show in court. So I'm a lawyer by trade. So if I can think that logically about it, it's if I've been cheated on, for example, then the reality of how she did it, why she did it, like the whys, the whos, that all doesn't fucking matter. The only thing that matters is the fact that the action happened. Whether it was intended to hurt me, whether it was intended to find out, none of that matters. Like, quite frankly, the feeling that you ascertain to a fact is however you want to perceive it. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that Key and Peele. What are their names? Those two African-American comedians. They do a skit where they're texting back and forth, and one's like super happy. And this is, I'll just use an analogy. I'll paraphrase that. I'll text my wife something, she'll get fucking pissed off and send back something so angry, but I'll still be in a good mood that I'll perceive it as, oh, that's a really nice comment. And she's fucking fuming and I'm happy, or she's indifferent and I'm fuming. Like, that kind of stuff happens all the time. And that's just an echo chamber or a small microcosm for what we deal with in life and the external stimuli, like determining how our internal stimuli reacts to it. Because my boss came to me and said, hey, what happened here? Like, that automatically to me was like, oh my God, I'm getting fired. This is the biggest fuck up I've ever done. It wasn't. It wasn't a big deal. And if I had to get into like disciplinary reaction, I would have defended myself anyway. But it's just 99% of the problems we internalize and create them to fit whatever mood that we're feeling. Like, if you're in a great mood and a great night out, and then someone tells you something that is there, you might react to it pretty okay. If you're down in the dumps, feeling like shit, and then you get given some bad news, well, it probably gets a lot worse. There's a why always me, why does this shit happen to me? So just take it easy on yourself. When you obtain information, just try and look at it through the lens of you not being involved. And I think when we have to make our own decisions, we have to be patient and understanding and objectively look at the facts as if we're a judge of the own information that's allowed to come into our lives. Because very often we're our own jury members, but not the judge. That's kind of a good way to put it. Like, if the head has to be the judge, then your heart has to be the jury. Like, this is all fucking emotion. This is, that guy's guilty. That guy's guilty. I might put this at the start of the video because I think it's a good point. You're like, that guy's guilty. I've been in jury duty before. The guy was guilty before he walked in. and he was never able to turn that out. We've obviously got a presumption of innocence in our life or in our criminal justice system, but that guy didn't get a once because the heart, that is the jury, judges that information as it comes in. And then I think once you realize that all good decisions are made in time is when the emotion goes and your head starts, the judge itself starts to get involved and make the decision. So that's a good point, I think, to make at the start of a video. But you won't have to wait till the end of it to see it. I might edit and all that kind of stuff, which I don't usually do in videos. Peace out. Take it easy on yourselves. Think about things with the judge that is your head. And I'll catch you guys tomorrow.